Don't you feel my lace? Don't you feel my lace? 'Cause if you feel my lace, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high. So don't you feel my lace. Don't you buy no rye. Don't you buy no rye. 'Cause if you buy some rye, you're gonna make me high. And if you make me high, you're gonna tell a lie. So don't you make me high. You said you'd take me out and treat me fine, but I know there's something you got on your mind. If you keep drinking, you're gonna get fresh, and you wind up asking for this fine brown flesh. Don't you feel my lace? Don't you feel my lace? 'Cause if you feel my lace, you wanna feel my thigh. And if you feel my thigh, you wanna go up high. So don't you feel my lace.
Tried to let me in to do another radio show. I'm so happy. They only give me 1 hour today. This is supposed to be the season of generosity. So long, fellow. Whatever your name is.
Mark.
Mark, so long. Nice meeting you. It's a nice fellow. I don't like the music he played, but... Anyway, where's the Yuletide spirit here at WFMU? They only give the codger 1 hour in the holiday season. How come? They should be so much more generous and give me a bonus hour. Maybe Irwin, the fellow who's on next, maybe he'll give me an hour of his program. Well, I hope I brought enough music. You know, they don't have any 78 RPM records here at the station. I've got to bring my own. Well, anyway, this is the old codger here at WFMU. My name is Courtney T. Edison. That's right. The T, you know what it stands for now, don't you? That's right, Trouble. Trouble is my middle name. So now I'm going to be here till 1 o'clock playing 78s like they're going out of style. So, we just heard from the wonderful Blue Lou Barker and Don't You Make Me High. So, and now we're going to play Everything is on 78 RPM Records, this program. And here is the Duncan sisters, Rosetta and Vivian Duncan, with the Mean Cicero Blues. It's about a very rough neighborhood in Chicago. Here you go, on 78 RPM Records.
We are just connected with the blues of a brand new style. Live and learn,
Sorry, I got caught with my pants down. Figuratively speaking, of course. What do you think I do here? Well, so busy trying to cue the records up, you know, that it's not easy cueing up. You ever tried cueing up a 78 on the Victrola? No, it's very, very difficult. Let me tell you. That was the great Alma Gluck. It's a wonderful soprano. She died in 1938. Many people have linked Alma Gluck with me. There have been rumors spreading for years about Alma Gluck, and she was quite a feisty lady. I had a lot of fun with her. That was "Lo, Hear the Gentle Lark" by Alma Gluck. And before that, the Nat Cole Trio doing an instrumental "I Love You for Sentimental Reasons," and the Duncan Sisters, "Mean Cicero Blues." Rosetta and Vivian Duncan recorded in 1926, I think it was. If memory serves me right, I was there in the studio, you know, and they recorded that. I loved Rosetta and Vivian. They were called the best singing sisters, or so many of them, back in the 1920s. They don't do that anymore, you know. And speaking of sentimental reasons, this program is devoid of sentimentality, especially during this season. This is the old codger filling in for somebody, I don't even know who. It's so screwed up around here, you know. Who's supposed to do the radio show? Nobody does what they're supposed to do around here. That's why this place is run so terribly. It's organized. Used to have this guy named Bill Suggs, and he was running the station. I come here now, he's not here anymore. Where'd he go? This is so strange. I don't know. Keep all these new faces. Can't keep up with it anymore, but I'm still the same. Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, on WFMU 91.1 in East Orange, and that's New Jersey. And I'm here bringing down the blow to 78s from my bunker down at Springdale Avenue. I lived right down the road here. That's where they found me. And as I said, I'm here preaching hatred. And I have no compassion, no mercy, and no patience and no tolerance for the likes of you. Especially this time of year, you know. I think of this time of year, Christmas time, you know. And all I can think is, you know, that humbug is too mild a word for what I feel. Christmas is for little children and other idiots, including idiotic grown-up little children, in which there's millions of them running around out there loose. So, fortunately, I do not go shopping. You know, I have all my necessities delivered to my bunker, except for 78s. I do go shopping for 78 RPM records. You know, I go to the yard sales and the church. The churches have the sales, and, you know, and I go find a 78, you know. So, look, since it is Christmas, if you want to give me a gift, you know, if you want to do your old friend Courtney a favor this holiday season, that's what I want you to do, okay? You go into your attic or your parents' attic, whatever. Find your grandparents. That's right. You may find your grandparents up there in the attic. That's very possible, you know. You probably be one who thought they died years ago, but no, they've been tied up in the attic. That's right. But, you know, if they're not up there, they may have their old 78 record collection up in the attic, you know. So you go looking through. You write down these names. If you find any 78s by Louis Jordan or Ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards is his name, and Nellie Lutter, okay, you send them to me. You just mail them. Pack them well. They're very fragile. Just pack them. A lot of Jews use that stuff, what they call the bubble packing. That's right, the little plastic thing with the bubbles in it. You pack those 78s really swell, and you send them off to Old Codger, care of WFMU, East Orange, New Jersey. I don't know what the postal code is. I don't use the damn things. I think zip codes is a communist conspiracy, as a matter of fact. I remember when they had the postal zones. You'd write, like, to Newark 19, New Jersey. Those were the real postal codes. I remember them, so I don't use the zip codes. But anyway, you send those Louis Jordan and the Ukulele Ike and the Nellie Lutter, 78, you send them to me. Then, if you find any Glenn Miller or the Dorsey Brothers, 78s, you know, any 78s by the great big bands, what I want you to do is smash them. That's what I want you to do, smash them. That's right, just smash them. Hate the big bands. They're never coming back. Not if I have anything to say about it. In fact, my big plan for 1994 is to wipe all big band music off the face of the earth. And you can help, okay? So you'll see those big band 78s, you just kick them. That's what you do, give them a boot, okay? Well, right now, we're going to play some great old Calypso music. Here's Lord Macbeth, and I hope you enjoy it very much. And it's on 78 RPM disc, the Old Codger at WFMU.
Let us put men and women together to find out which one is smarter. Some say men, but I say no. Women got the men like lavabo.
Not me. There's the people that say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
Ever since the world began, woman was always fooling man. And if you listen to Macbeth attentively, I'm going to show you how the women smarter than we.
Not me, it's the people that say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
Samson was the strongest man long ago. No one could have beaten him, as we all know. And when he clashed with the woman on top of the bed, she found out that the strength was in the hair of his head.
Not me, it's the people that say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
I was treating a girl up at Sippari, and listen how she used up she brains on me. I was giving her my money all the time, and she was giving me shots with a friend of mine.
Not me, it's the people that say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
No. you capture a girl with a pretty dance. By taking her home, you feel you got the chance. And when you take her home thinking she's alone, you open the door to find her next man home.
Not me, it's the people that say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
Now listen how the woman will try to do when they know they get everything for you. They mean to tie the head and long the face and wait until you come to cry out headache.
Not me, it's the people that say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
I was supporting a woman independently and she promised to make a baby for me. And when the baby born and I went to see, the eyes was blue, it was a Portuguese.
Not me, it's the people that say that the men are leading the women astray. But I say that the women of today smarter than men in every way.
Around to be with you, my dear. Slipping around, afraid we might be found. I know I can't forget you, and I've gotta have you near. But we just have to slip around and live in constant fear. Though you're tired up with someone else, and I'm all tied up too. I know I've made mistakes, dear, but I'm so in love with you. I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back to me, and I won't have to slip around to have your company. Someone else, and I'm all tied up too. I know I've made mistakes, dear, but I'm so in love with you. I hope someday I'll find a way to bring you back to me, and I won't have to slip around to have your company.
That's the great Floyd Tillman and Slipping Around. Before that, the great Slim and Slam. They're all great, you know. Slim Gaylord, Slam Stewart. Slam on the bass, Slim on the piano, with beating the board. It's, 1938, recording there from Slim and Slam. Before that, we heard Sam Ulano. Sam is a good friend of mine. He's a great drummer. He's still around in New York. He plays some times with the bands, Dixieland type bands. You see him walking on the street. He's the guy, you know, you can always recognize Sam because he's carrying a complete trap set around on his back. Wherever you see him, no matter where he goes, he's got the whole kit and caboodle there, you know, the crash cymbals and the bass drum and the snare and the tom-toms. He's just carrying them all around because Sam is always his drummer for hire and he's always looking for work. So, you know, if you need a drummer, you call Sam. He delivers a lot of quicker than the pizzeria. You know, he brings a drum right down to your place and sets it up and he plays. He's whatever you want him, he'll play. You got a bar mitzvah or the wedding or the birthday party or just a company party. You call Sam. Sam comes down. He's a one-man band. He sings, he plays the drums. What else do you need? You know, and he'll play for you because he's always got his drums with him. What else did we hear there? Forgot. Well, something else was in there. I don't remember. I can't find it. Well, I'm sure it was great, whatever it was. So, it was a Calypso song. Lord Macbeth, with Women Smarter. And Don't You Believe It. Well, this is the old codger. Calm down now, you know. Get all excited when I come here. I'm filling in today for somebody on the radio, WFMU. And I will be here till 1 o'clock doing a one-hour radio program of Old 78. So I'd like to say hi to my friend Dennis. Dennis is out there. Hello, Dennis. And he's making a tape of this program. Now, I don't believe in tape, you know. I don't use tapes, only 78s. But Dennis says he's taping this program for his parents. They're in Florida. He's going to send them a tape, and he wants me to say hello to May and Francis. So, hello, May. Francis, I'm sure the weather's a lot warmer down there where you are. And Dennis said I should play Begin the Begin for you. But no, I won't, because I hate the big bands. I don't play the big bands, you know. I want to destroy them. But I do have the recording here. It's an accident that I brought it. I was going to break it, but I figured I'd play it first. It's the Gene Krupa Orchestra with Roy Eldridge and Anita O'Day. And I'm going to excuse this one. We'll play it because Anita O'Day is on it. And she's such a great singer. And, of course, Gene Krupa was a great drummer. It's too bad he got mixed up with those big bands, you know. So I'm going to play the song called Stop, The Red Light's On, and we'll send it out to May and Francis in Florida from the old codger.
The red light's on.
Down, get with my party and I'll begin to clown. I don't care what the people's thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I came home last night all full of my lush. Baby, start the fuss, and I said, honey, hush. I don't care what you're thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. Dog, and don't try to spoil my fun. I've got to have a little drink when my day's work's done. I don't care what you are thinking. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. Set 'em up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I want to pet you now, baby, just before I go. I'll be back tomorrow night, we can drink some more. We don't care what the people's thinking. We ain't drunk, we just drink. Set them up, another round. Set them up, another round. Set them up, another round. One more round won't get me down. I ain't drunk, I'm just drinking, that's all.
I knew about the flowers, I knew about the bees, but I didn't know a thing about the birds and bees. I just found out what love is all about, gee, ain't nature grand. I knew the cats had kittens and little dogs had fleas, but I didn't know why fellers like to hug and squeeze. I just found out what love is all about, oh, ain't nature grand. I used to run away from romance, love I couldn't understand. I used to think that it was so silly to let a feller hold my hand. I used to watch the lovers go strolling in the park, but I didn't know why they would stay till after dark. I just found out what it was all about. Ain't nature grand. I knew that little bunnies was very smart and spry, but I didn't know that they could add and multiply. I just found out what it was all about. Gee, ain't nature grand. The fellers used to whistle whenever I'd pass by, and they'd start to howl like wolves, and I would wonder why. I just found out what it was all about. Ooh, ain't nature grand. I used to run away from romance, love I couldn't understand. I used to think that it was so silly to let a feller hold my hand. A feller took me riding, and all I did was talk, and I used to wonder why he said, get out and walk. I just found out what it was all about. Aha! Ain't nature grand.
Rejoice and be glad, for the springtime has come. We can throw down our shovels and go on the bum. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Springtime has come, and I'm just out of jail, without any money, without any bail. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I went to a house and I rapped on the door, and the lady said, bum, bum, you've been here before. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I like Jim Hill, he's a good friend of mine. That is why I am hiking down Jim Hill's main line. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I went to a house and I asked for some bread. And the lady said, bum, bum, the baker is dead. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Why don't you work like other men do? Now how could I work when there's no work to do? Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. Why don't you save all the money you earn? If I didn't eat, I'd have money to burn. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again. I don't like work, and work don't like me. And that is the reason I am so hungry. Hallelujah, I'm a bum. Hallelujah, bum again. Hallelujah, give us a handout to revive us again.
Boy, that one's not in very good shape, is it? Well, that was Hobo Jack Turner. Of course, today they'd probably call him Homeless Jack Turner and probably have a couple of federal programs to benefit him, including a recording contract. That was Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. And he was proud to be a bum. And he didn't go asking the government for handout. He just went from door to door and asked ordinary people like you to give him a little food. That's all. He was proud. Hobo Jack Turner. Hallelujah, I'm a Bum. And before that, we heard Esmeralda. Esmeralda with Ain't Nature Grand. And also was Jimmy Liggins. Jimmy Liggins recorded in Los Angeles in 1954, which was kind of late for 78, but oh, they had him back then too, you know. I Ain't Drunk from Jimmy Liggins. And the closest we're going to get to big bands in this program, Gene Krupa, with Anita O'Day and Roy Eldridge doing Stop. The Red Light's On. So this is the Old Codger filling in Courtney T. Edison here at Radio WFMU in East Orange, and we're at 91.1 on the dial radio. And I just want to tell the people who are out there who enjoy listening to the program with the Old Codger playing the old original 78 RPM records only. Don't get me confused with Dennis Stiles. If you did, you are a very confused person. Dennis Stiles is a senile old coot, and I'll have nothing to do with him. He and I are not on speaking terms and never have been because of the lousy music that he plays. I will not be associated, or as they say, I will not be tarred with the same brush as Dennis Stiles. Anyway, if you like listening to the Old Codger on WFMU, you'll get out your calendar right now. I'm sure you have one for next year. And you make a note on January 1. That's New Year's Day for most of you. And I will be co-hosting the program with Laura, the lovely Laura. Laura Cantrell. She does the program on the Saturday from 1 to 3, it's called a Radio Thrift Shop. That's where I get a lot of my records. And I'll be co-hosting the program with her as we celebrate a Hillbilly New Year's. So please tune in. You should tune in that day because you'll be depressed anyway. You know, January 1st, you know, you'll be so sad. All the parties will be over. You'll have nothing whatsoever to look forward to, except going back to your stinking job and 3 solid months of horrible weather and getting sick of being indoors so much and trapped with the people you can't stand. Your car won't start. You get stuck in a blizzard. You catch the flu. Oh, it's horrible. After the first of the year. Oh, and then the worst of all happens. The worst thing of anything that we could, if we could only prevent it. The worst thing of all happens, of course. That's right. Congress gets back in session. And they find new ways to regulate your behavior and make you pay for the privilege by passing new taxes to pay for the agencies and the bureaucrats who make you jump through hoops to comply with their insane dictates. Oh, it's going to be terrible. I'm not looking forward to it, neither should you. In fact, 1994 was going to be a very bogus year. In fact, you know, since Louis Jordan died, every year has been a letdown. I tell you, Louis, come back. Or Louis, I can't wait to join you. Oh. Anyway, I will also be filling in for the Hound on January 8th. That's a Saturday. I will be doing a three-hour radio program for Jim Marshall, the Hound, on January 8th. You should tune in for that and enjoy it. Right now, we're going to go back to 1924 and hear the Williams Sisters.
A melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me. A melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believed in me.
Little ones. You say your old man dressed up as Santa Claus and can't get his belly through the fireplace? And you hang up a purple bulb on a tree and 3,000 volts go through you? And your brother made an animal cage out of your Erector set and Grandma can't get out? And someone opened the window while you're sorting stamps and all your triangles are flying around the house? And one of your gifts, a strange little shiny box, suddenly takes off and is now circling the earth at 1,200 miles an hour? Is that what's troubling you, Tiny Tots?
Well, put your head down low and take a run in the snow with that devil-may-care Christmas spirit. For the whole world singing that happy song, merrily we roll along. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That sled!
Hey there, Moppets. You see, your mischievous cousin Wilbur gave you a moose head with the moose still in it? And you ate so many candy sticks, your nose is green with red and white nostrils on it. And you just can't seem to piece together your life-size assemble-it-yourself ranch house. And you just got a pine needle right up your cuticle. Ow. And Aunt Bertie ain't come home from Macy's yet. It's been 8 days now. And your daddy chops down a pine tree in the forest and brings it in, and a big gray eagle flies out and won't leave the bedroom. Is that what's perturbing you, Moppets?
Well, lift your head up high and take a flop on the ice with that melody ringing in your head and a hefty utility in your heart. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. Those skates.
Hey there, boobies. You see that smoldering yule log so wet and sticky everyone's gasping for breath while trying to look merry? And your Uncle Harold came in as a big jolly bear and your father shot him. And your little doggie swallowed some of them jingle bells and is driving the whole house crazy. And you went sleigh riding in a big blizzard and you can't find your way home. And while you're wandering in the fields, you get picked up by a big snow shovel and dumped into a truck headed for an ice-cold river. And your little toy grocery store went out of business. Is that what's on your mind, boobies?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the slash with that dignity and stick brutalness. And you show Mars, you show Pluto, you show the way to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That old Christmas spirit, no matter who broke your new bicycle. This is the old philosopher saying, Merry Christmas, cousins, and a hefty doodle dee. Come on, Dunder, come on, Richard, a hefty doodle dee.
Well, I don't wish anybody Merry Christmas, but he can. That was Eddie Lawrence and a 78 RPM recording of the Merry Old Philosopher. I know he sounds like me. That's because he's an old friend of mine and he listened to me for years before I was in radio. Eddie Lawrence used to come, you don't want to hear it. I know, you're sick of it. Well, the program's over anyway. So let me just tell you, you heard Light as a Feather by John Burkhart and Only a Paper Moon from Ukulele Ike, Cliff Edwards, and from the Williams Sisters, Nothing Else Matters. That's right. And All That Matters, of course, is 78 RPM Records. That's it. Nothing else counts, you know. This has been the Old Codger, Courtney T. Edison, Trouble, My Middle Name. I'll be back with Laura on the radio, Thrift Shop on New Year's Day, and back filling in for the Hound on WFMU in January, on January 8th, from 3 to 6 o'clock in the afternoon. So you tune in then, otherwise change the station right now. There's no point in staying tuned to the radio. WFMU, East Orange, don't stay tuned for Irwin. Just don't trust the